Okay, so not last week, right? Back in the middle of the sugya in terms of chatsi isha. Let's just get ourselves a little bit back. So there were two drushas that appeared in the Gemara. One was chatsi isha, one was chatsi isha. That neither way is the condition going to be acceptable. And yet the Gemara explained that most of the time chatsi isha doesn't really apply, because even if a guy words it in such a way and says harem kodesh is little chatsi, we're going to revamp what he said. We're going to touch up what he said. We say it doesn't really mean it. What he really means is to have the opportunity to marry somebody else. So that's going to be acceptable. You can marry more than one woman. So what is the case of chaziyish? If at the end of the day, if every case of chaziyish is not really going to pose a problem, because we're going to just revamp what he said. So what was the kavanah satayr? When the Torah said ish lo chaziyish, what exactly does the case mean? So the Ravid, it's quoted by the Rashba, said that chaziyish is referring to the following. Chaziyish means a situation where api halacha, it's very, very complicated. He's a chatzi eved and a chatzi ben chayrin. As a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin, so kedushin aren't going to be tofes, since he's not able to be mekadoshar, so the kedushin is not going to be tofes under those circumstances. That's the Ravid's taich, and what the ultimate drush is going to mean. So the Rashba said, that's not really true. The Rashba said that doesn't meet up to the standards of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't seem to say that. The Gemara doesn't seem to say that when it's a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin, mekadoshin, the kedushin is going to be chal. So what is the case of chatzi isha that doesn't work according to the Rashba? So the Rashba says, at the very end of the shiur, said on Thursday, the Rashba says that if the guy spells out pemole and he says that mekudesh is the chatzi of me, I don't mean what it says in the Gemara Kedushin of Zion. I don't mean that I want to marry somebody else. I mean exactly what I say. I say what I mean. I mean what I say. I want it to be to half of me. So the Rashba says, b'chihai gavno, when the guy is trumping what the Gemara is revamping his kavana is, you're going to tell me what my kavan is. The Gemara can tell you what your kavan is if you don't say otherwise. So we can tie you up. We can explain away this is what you probably meant. But the guy's screaming at the top of his lungs, Pemoli, I mean I want only half of me. I can't deal with my whole body being married to you. My right hand is just not going to work. It's not a good shit. The left side, maybe we could discuss. You know, check out the resumes. Maybe it could work. But the right side, my right kidney and you just don't get along. So says the Rosh, what do you want from me? Kadesh, this is not going to be Mekudesh. But that was the way we left off on Thursday, Machlokes derived in the Rashba. But then we went a little bit further, and we said, well, Taka, who's right between the Rav and the Rashba? What is the din in this case where you have a chatzi eved, the chatzi ben chayrin, is mekadesh anisha? What is the din going to be? Is she going to be mekadesh, or is she not going to be mekadesh? So the Ravid assumes a davar pashut that ain't mekadesh. This is not going to work. And the Rashba said is never pashut. She is mekudeshes. What's the real answer to this question, Rabbi said? Imagine you never heard the Rav, you never heard the Rashba. If I would just ask you, just simple based on your knowledge of all Shas, you're never still reading Gemara, still doing that for you. So if you just based on your understanding of Shas without Rishonim, what would you say the din would be? The chatzi ever chatzi chayim v'kadesh anisha. Would you tell me? What would you say? You'd say it's a. So something's machlokes the Gemara. So something's the Gemara. It's a whole discussion of the Gemara, what the din is going to be. Which is exactly what who tells us? Who's the one who tells us truthfully what it says in the Gemara? The Rambam. The Rambam says that the absolute, complete, convincing answer to this question is what? It's a question mark. We don't know what the din is. We're not sure what the din is. So where's the Ravid tells you that? Yeah, it's another portion of the Kedushas Nachal. I ain't getting, you'll see, it's another portion that we pass the Kedushas Nachal. The Rashba says, I ain't getting that from Gimel, and you'll see the Maskara say Gemara is for care. And the Rambam looks at the same Gemara and says, if you look at the Gemara, there's no right one or the other. The Gemara blibes with a sophic, it's a sophic, it's a chir, we don't know what the din is. So, Taka, what should the din be? So now let's put on our finger, what should the din be? So now we have to look at the Gemara, now let's think about the Gemara for a minute. So, Taka, what should the din be? If I were to wake you up and I would ask you, what should the din be? Chatzi, ab chatzi, ab chatzi, ab chatzi, ab chatzi, you think it should work, or you think it should be chisar, ab chatzi? What should be the two magic words that should come to mind? Two magic words, no. What are they? Three magic words. Lo shir b'kinyanai. The same way that the Gemara says that when you have a person's mekadesh, a chati, shivcha, take some time, a chati bas. So the Gemara seems to conclude, according to most opinions, mekudesh as. And why do we conclude Mekudesh? Why is that? What's the reason? Even the Rambam concludes Mekudesh. Why? Because of the three magic words. No. Lo shir b'kinyanai. Because you are Mekadesh, everything. You were Mekadesh, all the parts. You were Mekadesh, whatever is available. So just as we say that when it's Loshim B'Kinyonai, that's not a Chisaron of Chetzi anymore. All the Gzeres HaKosos of Chetzi only apply when you could have accomplished more and you stopped dead in your tracks. But if it's Loshim B'Kinyonai, then the condition is Chal. So then why don't we borrow this principle of Loshim B'Kinyonai and plug it into this case of Chatzi Yev HaChatzi B'Chayrin? And who should be right? Who should be on the Rashba should be 100% right. How come the Rabbi says it's no good? How come the Rambam himself says he's not sure it's good? The Rambam by Chatzi Shiv Chatz Beschayin Paskin says Bekudeshes. So if the Rambam, if everybody accepts Loshib Kinyanoi vis-a-vis Chatzi Shiv Chatz Beschayin, how come when it comes to Chatzi Yev Chatzi Ben Chayin, we're not so sure that Svar is correct? So that's the Shah, that's the issue. That's the issue we have to understand. What are the parameters of this statement of Loshir B'Kinyanoi? What are the parameters of this statement of Loshir B'Kinyanoi? Loshir B'Kinyanoi Loshir B'Kinyanoi Svara is Loshir B'Kinyanoi not a convincing Svara. When it comes to Chatzi Shiv Chatz B'Chayrin, we're very convinced that's true. When it comes to Chatzi Yav Chatz B'Chayrin, we're far from convinced. So what exactly are the parameters of this din of Loshir B'Kinyanoi? That's what we left off with on Thursday. Well, if we didn't, that's what we're going to pick up today. Okay, so Rabbi Isai, I want to challenge you with a question. Would you have thought of this in your own Loshir B'Kinyanoi? If I would have told you the world Kiddush of the Chatzon being no good, you have to be a casual whole entity, it's got to be a whole man, it's got to be a whole woman, and then I would tell you, oh, by the way, there's a principle called Loshir B'Kinyanoi, what would your reaction? Would you challenge me? Would you say we're not immediately? Would you say that's a good Svara? What do you think? Moshe likes this Svara, it's a good Svara. Who here likes this far? Who here doesn't like this far? What's up? I mean, it's an unbelievable chiddush. Like, prove it to me. Like, make the hechitaisi. I mean, not every svar is as far as so good, some better than others. I'm not sure Lo Shiva Kinyanoi is the most world, you know, the number one top svar in the entire world. Where did it come from? How did Chazal figure out this svar of Lo Shiva Kinyanoi? They just thought about it. They just sat around one day and they thought Lo Shiva Kinyanoi. What prompted Chazal to say this svar? Who remembers the Gemara in Gittin very carefully? What prompted Chazal to say Loshir B'Kinyanoi? The existence of what entity in Halacha? What principle in Halacha? Hashem Chumash forced the hands to create the svar of Loshir B'Kinyanoi. That's right. Hutav and Shachos. They say Zimul Kaimi this morning. Come on. Asham Shiv Charufa. Chazal were looking at the parish of Shiv Charufa. They said, wait a second. The Torah says there's this woman out there, v'hafte l'nifdasa, and Rabbi Akiva says that the words hafte l'nifdasa mean piduya ve'ena piduya. That's the taich in the word. That's the translation of the Chumash. Hafte l'nifdasa, she's a chatzi shivcha v'chatzi b'schayrin. And the Torah says another man is not allowed to live with her. Now, truth to be told, he's not going to be chayv nisa. All right, that's fine. Abtecha kilochu pashach, there's something lacking, something missing. But fundamentally, she's a married woman. If she wouldn't be a married woman, so what do you bring your carbon for? What do you even happen? There's nothing wrong. So clearly, the Torah is giving us this institution of a chatzi shivcha chatz beschayrin being subject to some degree of kedushin. So how do you square away that din of shivcha rufa? On the other hand, we have a gzeres HaKosos called chatzi isha. So that's what the Amoraim in Maseches Gittin Afim Gimel were hitting their heads against the wall trying to figure out. On the one hand, we have a parsha in the Torah called shivcha rufa. On the other hand, we have a din called Isha, V'loi Chatzi Isha. How do these two halachas live together? How do you understand these two halachas? So comes up the Gemara with the following svara. It must be as a chilek between Shir B'Kinyanoi versus Lo Shir B'Kinyanoi. That was one approach. What's the other approach to solve this dilemma? How do you square away these two halachas? You have a steer between two dinim. One pasuk says there's a notion of kedushin lechatzoyin. Another pasuk says there's no din of kedushin lechatzoyin. So one solution is Shir B'Kinyanoi versus Lo Shir B'Kinyanoi. What's the other solution? It's to go back to the drawing board and realize that one of these halachas is not true. Which halachas is not true? Which of these two halachas is not true? Shivcha Charufa is not true. Not that it's not true, just that we misunderstood what Shivcha Charufa meant. There was another opinion in the Gemara that says that you missed the boat at Shivcha Charufa. Shivcha Charufa is not a chatzi shivcha v'chatzi b'schayrin. What is she? What is she? There's another option with what Shivcha Charufa means. There's another way of translating the Hafte Lo Nifdasa. Hafte Lo Nifdasa doesn't necessarily mean she is partially freed but not completely free. What's the other way of reading it? What does Hafte Lo Nifdasa mean? She has not been freed at all. She's not the Haftarah Hadassah, like for emphasis. Bahafte Leinuftos. She has totally not been freed. She's a real plain old Shivcha Kenainis. If she's a Shivcha Kenainis, that's what a Shivcha Rufa is. She's a Shivcha Kenainis who's living in an ever living. What's the problem, Shivcha Kenainis? What's the problem? If she's a Shivcha Kenainis, what is there clearly nothing of? There's no condition at all. If there's no condition, so what's the problem? So what's the ma'abaya if there's no condition? The Torah says you can marry her. What does the Torah say? What does the Torah say? What? What if we an asham? Because I took some lady who was a shivcha kenainis, who was quote unquote necharefes liish. So quote unquote, she was designated for a man. Whoop-de-doo, that designation doesn't mean anything. Bishlam, if you hold that Shiva Necharefes is a Lashon Kedushin because she's a Chati Shivka v'Chati Beschairin, and the Torah is being Mechadish to us, this Kedushin L'Chatzoin because of Loshia B'Kinyanai, if that's your take on Shivka Charufa, so then I understand the Mishnah days in Mekhaimin every morning. When a guy claps on Chait, oh, yeah, yeah, Gaval, Tichmin, Baalti, Shivka Charufa, I understand what you did wrong. You were Baal of Shivka Charufa, I understand, that's a problem. But if you hold that Shivcha Rufa is not a Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Beschairin, rather she's a Shivcha Kenainis Legamre, ain't a Paduya Klal Uklal, and she is not Mekudeshes, and for that matter, even a Chatzi Shivcha is not Mekudeshes, so why is it that the Torah says you bring an Asham? What did you do wrong? So the answer is you're right, you weren't Mizana with the Nashis Ish, but it's still Lo Yafeh, it's still not nice, she was designated to this guy. That's exactly Layim Sukilochupash. You don't have Misa for being a not nice guy. You're being Chayav Misa Mazan Radeshazish. For taking away this man's designated, you know, mate or something, not as Ashazish. So we slap you with a carbon asham, but no more than that. Layim Sukilochupash. So those are two radically different ways in Tanoim. Machlekes Rabbi Kivin Rabbi Shmuel. The Hiligat Tanoim, the Avos Olam, the Hiligat Tanoim, had a machlekes, had a reap shot in the Pesukim and Pashas Kedoshim. That machloikis impacts in our sugya. Because if you take the approach that Shivcha Charufa is a plain old Shivcha Kenainis, then that is no indication what the din is about Chatzi Ishas. We don't know what the din of Chatzi. There is no din of Loshia B'Kinyanai. The only reason why we come on to the din of Loshia B'Kinyanai is if you learn Rabbi Akiva's version that a Shivcha Charufa is a Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Beschairin, and the only way to solve this dilemma is to come up with this idea of Loshia B'Kinyanai. So back to the world of Rabbi Akiva. The Heilige Tana Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva. Rabbi Akiva's sitting and he's saying Shia to his 24,000 Tamidim. I was sitting and listening. And you think all they did all day was sing Amar Rabbi Akiva, Hatvarecha Kamocha. All they sang was Ashrechim Yisrael. They ran kumbutzes. They also learned real stuff. So when they were learning the sugya of Shiva Charufa and trying to figure out what the din is of the Shiva Charufa, so they came up with this theory of Loshia B'Kinyana. Good, Gavaldik. So Rabbi Isai, I ask you the next question about Loshia B'Kinyanai. Yesh Lodun, Yesh Lachor. What's the nature of the idea of Loshia B'Kinyanai? One can understand this in one of two ways. One can understand Loshia B'Kinyanai as our backs are against the wall. We have to explain away the discrepancy between Shivcha Charufa on the one hand and Ishva Chatish on the other hand. So we came up with this dochic idea called Loshia B'Kinyanai. It is a little bit of a chiluk, it's true. It's a little bit of a distinction. And it must be that that's the Chiddush HaTorah of Pasha Shivcha Charufa, that as dochic as this distinction is, we never in a million years would have said it on our own. It's really, really schwer. It's really bad. But the Rosh Hashem said it's in Gezeri in the Kabbalah. You know, we believe it's like Paraduma. We don't really understand it, but we're going to say it anyway. But we're going to say it almost as a default just to solve this problem that we have. How do you explain away the existence of Shivcha Charufa in light of the din of Ishva Chatisha? Do we really think that it stands on its own 2 feet? This Loshia B'Kinyanai was a really, really azah, gvaldika glat svarat v'mechah. You guys weren't so happy with it before anyway. Kabbalah to Kabbalah, we'll accept it because that's the only way to differentiate between the two. But are we really truly convinced that it's quote unquote Emes Lamito as an independent svar? Not really. What do we say no? Loshia B'Kinyanai. True, we may not have come onto it on our own, but once the Torah gives us the Parsha Shiv Charufa, even though the Torah has already given us the din of Ishva L'Chatzi Isha, clearly the Torah is pointing in the direction that the emes aglata chiluk is l'shibik. No, this is emes labita. It's not just like, well, we have no choice, so we have to put a little band-aid on it. No, this is right. The Torah is being mechadish us. This is the emes. This is really a real gevaldik svar d'araisa that is true, and it stands on its own 2 feet. Once the Torah is mechadish us pashtu charufa, we can extrapolate this svara, even in the case where we don't need it per se. So my nafkinin ladina, whether you say l'shir b'kinyano is almost like by default, because we have nothing better to answer, so this must be what the Kavanah of the Torah is, even though we don't really understand it, we'd never dream of applying it somewhere else. Or whether we say no, that the Torah is now mechadish to us, that this is a real bona fide svar. New rabbi say, what's the difference? My nafkamina. It's a tremendous nafkamina. Can we take this svara and plug it into the sugya of chatzi eved and chatzi ben chayrim? So comes the Ran and says, in Maseches Kedushin, if you want to know what's pshat in the Shita Sarab, what's pshat in the Shita Sarayv, what's pshat in these Rishonim who weren't so comfortable saying Shir Lo Shiv Kidur Bechatzi Eved? How come when it came to Chatzi Shivcha, nobody had any qualms saying Lo Shiv Kidur? Everyone said it. And when it comes to Chatzi Eved, all of a sudden appears. So the Ran says, B'das Rambam, B'das Arayvid, that the Svara of Lo Shiv Kidur was never really a convincing Svara. Not before the Torah said it, not even after the Torah said it. It was a chiddush of Torah in Hilchas Chatzi Isha. It was leis brayer al korchach. You have to say it by Chatzi Isha, but there's no need to extrapolate it to Chatzi Ish. There's nothing compelling us to plug it into Chatzi Ish. So with the sugi of Chatzi Ish, you go fall back on the regular rules. You go back to your where do you go? Where do you, John? Where do you go? You go back to your what? Your baseline. Your baseline is it's a Chatzi Kedushin. Your baseline is, there's no chloshe b'kidyon, it was not a svara. When I asked you before, who would have said this on their own? Nobody said it. Moshe was like faking, he put his hand up, but nobody really meant it. Because the emesis, says the Ran, B'das and Rambam, it's not the most compelling svara. It's the aim the cholabola chidushai. It was said in Pashur Charufa, but it doesn't apply outside of Shur Charufa. And what did the Rashba clearly hold? What was proud of the Rashba held? No, the Rashba held, you're right. Even though Kodem, the Torah came along pre-Matan Torah, I wouldn't have said this on my own. But once the Torah is mechadish to me, there's a din of Shiv Charufa. Lichten Pashto Shiv Charufa is a reevaluation of the din of Chatzi Isha, teaching us the absolute convincing truth of this principle of Shiv B'Kinyanai. Once this principle is true, then the principle can hold true Mechatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin as well. Everything, beautiful, beautiful beer we have in the Mechlekes of Rishonim, just how far the Shiv B'Kinyanai does or does not go. Basically, we say it a little bit sharper, a little bit better than this. Be better. Let's go back into the world of the Ram and the Rahibit for a minute. The Rishonim, who saw Lashir B'Kinyanai as very, very limited, they didn't want to carry it over so fast to extrapolate the Chatzi Eved. They were willing to leave it that by Isha, Isha is what it is, Kanimsa Kanhoya, that's where it stays, that's what remains, and don't really extrapolate to the Chatzi Eved so fast. Can we say better than, well, let's just exist, because we don't ask for any kashas. We don't really understand, so don't ask for any kashas. It's just the halachal mashu saying, don't ask for any kashas. Or could we perhaps add on a little bit of a kinesh and say, no, the svar of Lashir B'Kinyanai makes a lot of sense where it applies by Chatzi Isha. But the minute you want to take it out of the realm of Chatzi Isha into the realm of Chatzi Ish, you're asking for trouble. You're running into trouble. Can anyone think? Anyone think of a svara l'chalik? Not just to say, well, it's a gzeres ha-kosm, and then, you know, don't extend it so fast. Even more, even better than just calling it a gzeres ha-kosm, calling it a day.
Shir B'Kinyanai might be just that. He bought everything that was there. But if he's the one acquiring, then either only half of him can acquire. It's not the kingdom that he's not being desiring himself.
Okay, that's true. That's true. But at the end of the day, the entire kingdom. You know, Shir B'Kinyanai, I know the emphasis on the Kenyan part. He has a concern on the Kona, not on the Kenyan. Maybe. Interesting idea. Maybe. Maybe anything else? Any other possible ideas? comes the Avdim Eluim, and that is a great surprise, says that maybe there's a real fundamental difference between the dinim of Chatzi and the dinim of Shebe Kinyanai vis-a-vis the woman and vis-a-vis the man. And maybe this is a throwback to one of the favorites of the Avdim Eluim. We've had this Avdim Eluim already 20 times this year. He quotes the same Rishon. What's his favorite Rishon in the Sugya of Kedushin? The Ran in Maseches Tum. What does the Ran in Maseches Tum say? It's the Ran, we don't tell our wives. What does the Ran say? Yeah, comes the Ran and says, how does Kedushin work? Well, says the Ran, there's a man and a woman standing under the chuppah. So until the Ran came along, we thought either that the woman is being mocking herself to the man, Machira, who told us that, which Rishon used that phrase, which Rashi used that back on Daf Mem Gimel, and we saw the Rashba spoke about that, and the Beis, remember, from Das Isha, right? We spoke about that. Or maybe, if a man standing under the chuppah, the woman standing under the chuppah, maybe what's the woman doing? Maybe she's not being mocked herself, maybe what she's doing, v'holcha v'hoysel ishacher, maybe it's like, is there a kosov, that she's playing a major role? And then we had the Ran Adar who said, forget it. The woman is playing no role, almost negative role, in Maseches Kedushin. What does that mean? It means the man can do it all by himself. The first bit says Isha Niknes, right? The man can't do it by himself. He needs the Dasa Isha. No? What did the Ran say? What's really happening, says the Ran, is that the woman is being mafker herself under the chuppah. Kala Kedem Zocha, not really, she's being mafker herself to this chasan. And then what happens? And he comes in and sweeps her off her feet, and he picks her up, and he's zeichem in the hefker. That was the Ran's marshal in Maseches Nedarim, that what's happening under a chuppah in terms of the dinus is not like the Rashba and Rashi's model of haknah. It's not like selling a field, selling a car. It's rather much closer to a being mafkir, and then somebody else subsequently being zeichem in a hefker. Comes out in the Luim and he says, if that's the case, then maybe we could begin to understand that just because when it comes to the woman's vantage point, so somehow Lo Shir B'Kinyano is going to play a role, when it comes to the man's vantage point, maybe Lo Shir B'Kinyano is not going to play a role. Who can explain this to me a little bit sharper? The Luim starts it and then kind of leaves us hanging. Who can explain to us that? The Luim is saying that the reason why the Rambam and the Ravid are not willing to extrapolate from Lashir B'Kinyana, from Isha to Ish, not just because it's Gzeres HaKosov, but because they have understood that this Chiluk makes sense when it comes to the Isha, because after all, the Ran is right. When it comes to the Ish, where you need a Psa'amaisa Kedushin, so somehow Lashir B'Kinyana is not going to play a role. What is the Avdim Eluim really driving at? Yeah. More. But say, go back to the square one. How did the sugya begin? No. What's the nature of the din of Ein Kedushin L'Chatzayin? Come on, we started off with who? Started off with Baruch Ber and Reb Chaim. Remember Reb Chaim's Chakira. What's the nature of the din of Ein Kedushin L'Chatzayin? Is Ein Kedushin L'Chatzayin Chisar in the what? In the Maisa Kinyan? Or is Ein Kedushin L'Chatzayin Chisar in the Chaloyis Kinyan? You know what the answer to that question may be? That they're both true. That Ein Kiddush L'Chatzoyin may be a combination of a Chisaron of Chaloyis. You can't create a Chaloyis L'Chatzoyin, and you can't have a Mais Kiddush L'Chatzoyin either. Reb Chaim and Reb Baruch represented it as either or. Perhaps they're both true. They're a combination of problems. Comes Avdim Eluim and says, this din of Lo Shir B'Kinyan, that I did whatever I could, so then leave me alone. What kind of halacha is that? So one could argue that svar of Lashir B'Kinyanai is a svar in what? That's a svar in chaloisim. Namely, you can't walk away at the end and say, well, half of me is married and half of me got out of this. Half of me remains married, half of me is not married. Doesn't make any sense. In Hilchas chaloisim, so the chalois has to be complete. But if it's Lo Shir B'Kinyanai, so what do you want from me? The chalais is complete. I am completely married to you. Every single part of me that could be married to you is married to you. There's nothing wrong with the chalais. However, the Maisa Kedushin may still be problematic. It means this Svar of Loshir B'Kinyano may be something that's addressing the Chalois, but they can't touch the Maisa. At the end of the day, you said the word half. Remember, what did Baruch Ber say? The guy says, Chetziach, Chetziach Bepruta, V'Chetziach Bepruta, and it all should all be Chal at Vasachas. And what did the Gemara say? It's still no good. Why? Because the minute you say the word half, if you put fractions under the chuppah, that's called the chisar in the Maisa Kedushin. The Chalois Kedushin is Chal already, because your entire tea of that was, every single ounce of you that was relevant to be Mekudeshes is Mekudeshes. But you said the word half, once you say the word half, that's a chisar in the Maisa Kedushin. So the Svar of Loshia B'Kinyano addresses the chisar of Chalois Kedushin, but doesn't address the chisar of Maisa Kedushin. Rabbi, when it comes to a woman, what is the problem? When you're Mekadesh Chatzi Isha, wherein lies the problem? When you're Mekadesh Chatzi Isha, is that a Chisorin in the what? When you're Mekadesh Chatzi Isha, is that a Chisorin in the Chalos or Chisorin in the Maisa? Maybe one can argue, Rav Chaim said Maisa, I know Rav Chaim said. Maybe one can argue, when we're talking about the Chatzi Isha, that's a chisaron in the Chalais Kedushin. That's not really a chisaron in the Maisa Kedushin, because the Maisa, from the woman's vantage point, isn't really a Maisa. There really is no Maisa Kedushin vis-a-vis the woman. There is no Maisa Kedushin that speaks to the woman, because the woman doesn't do anything. The only part of Kedushin that has a Maisa Kedushin is only from whose vantage point? From the man's vantage point. That's what the Ran told us. So when it comes to being Mekadesh Chatzi Isha, it's Ein Kedushin Toivsin, because there's a Chisar in the Chalais Kedushin. Good, there's a Chisar in the Chalais Kedushin, Loshia B'Kinyanai will solve that problem. But once you enter into the realm of the man being Mekadesh, and he starts to put fractions on his half, fractions on the man's half spells a double problem. Fractions on the man's half is not just a chisar in the chalos kedushin; it's a chisar in the ma'isa kedushin as well. If it's a chisar in the ma'isa kedushin, all the loshir b'kinyana from today till tomorrow isn't going to undo that chisar, that problem of a lack of ma'isa kedushin. So maybe again, the moon doesn't spell this all out. But maybe if you want to add on a little bit more of a connection, a little more lumbus of connection, it's Abdi Miluim, maybe that's what he's trying to do. So Rabbi said, again, when all the dust settles, we do know for a fact, or Rishonim, were telling us that when it comes to the Isha, so Loshia B'Kinyan was very, very convincing. When it comes to the man, it's far from convincing. Why exactly are they different? So either you could just say, well, this exists, a Kosov, don't ask any kashas, or you can say, according to the Adam, the Ran, you know, somehow makes a difference, and you want to elaborate about that a little bit, you can throw out a couple of yeshivish terms, and mice and chalais, and Loshia B'Kinyan, and make it sound like it's good, you know, package it up for our modern day terminology. But when all the dust settles, there was no question about it. And the case of Chatzi Ever Chatzi Melchayrin with Bekashas Aisha, according to the Raivin, Ein Mekudeshes, according to the Rash, Bekein Mekudeshes, according to the Ram, we don't know what to do. Okay, that's a given. What the Lamda says, I can't tell you, but that's a given. But let's go one step further. And this Nakuda, before we go on to the last part of the sugya. The Rash said, I'm going to bring you a Raya Barura. The Chatzi Eved and Chatzi Melchayrin is Mekudeshes. He's Mekash and Ishi is Mekudeshes. I'll tell you the Raya. If we take a look, the ninth of the Maamar comes. Maamar Masechet Yevamos. Shalchul le b'nei b'michse l'rabba. The people from the town of Michse sent Rabba the following shiloh. Mi shechetzi eved tibin chayrin habo bas yisro mahu. Now we know that a chetzi eved chetzi l'chor is not supposed to marry a Jewish girl. And what if he does? What's the status of the children? Are the children mamzerim or not? So the Gemara said, what? So the simple reading of that shiloh was, does the chatzi ever chatzi chorin who's mezana with a regular single Jewish girl make mamzeris? What's this? What? I'm only hashed to ever kula minin kosher. Chetzi mevayim. The din is that even a full fledged ever kanani is mezana with a basel doesn't make mamzeris. So what's the shayla? So the Gemara works and works and works and works, and finally, the Gemara comes up with the following two lines at the bottom. Elik yitmed Rav Yehuda, So the story is like this. Here's the case. If a chatzi ship, chatzi ever chatzi ben chayrin, who is mezana together with a full fledged ishes ish. What's the shaila? An eved kenani doesn't have the ability to make mamzerus. That's a given. If an eved kenani is mezana with a girl, the kid is not a mamzer, even if the girl he's mezana with happens to be what? Happens to be married. For that matter, if a goy is mezana with an ishes ish, what's the status of the child? The child's not a mamzer either. If a goy is mezana mamzer with a full-fledged ishes ish, the child's not a mamzer. That din, by the way, is very, very helpful. Because if you have a woman who's married and didn't give a get, and now she goes out as mezana with somebody, depending on who she was mezana with, that's going to impact on the validity of the child. If she was mezana with a Jew, that's a disaster. The kid's a mamzer. If she was mezana with a goy, then the good news is the child's not a mamzer because a goy can't create mamzerus. We had a shaila not that long ago in yeshiva that came up about someone whose mother had not received a get and she was mezana with somebody and it wasn't 100% clear who was the father of this child. So if the father of the child was a goy, then this child is kosher levoy b'kol. If the father of this child was a Jew, then this child is a mamzer. So the question is, do you have a right to say, well, rove people in the world are goyim, rove people in the world are goyim, then the odds are the father's probably a goy, and therefore the kid's not a mamzer. Or do you have to turn around and say, that may have been true 100 years ago, but Bizman Azeh is a very simple test. Take a DNA test and you can tell right away who is or is not the father. So are you mechuyev to take a DNA test to undermine the rov? It's like an efshel avarer, to undermine the rov, therefore potentially creating a lifelong issue for this child who turns to becoming a mamzer. Do I have a right? Listen, just because I'm born in a world that has DNA, I'll make believe I live in the world of the Acharonim. I didn't have DNA. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't have DNA. So in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Kepaskin based on Rov. A very, very tricky shot. And at the end of the day, all's well that ends well. Between that and other factors, so the person was Paskin, he's Mutal of Abikol. Well, again, so this halacha, believe it or not, does come up. So Rabbi say, you have a Chatzi Ever Chatzi Ben Chayrin, who's Mazana with Eshes Ish. So the chatzi avdus shaboy doesn't really bother us. That doesn't concern us. But what does concern us? The chatzi cheri shaboy. Because the chatzi cheri shaboy is full Jewish. So the chatzi cheri shaboy has the ability to create mamzerus. So when he's bald as ish ish, what's the resulting child? It's a very mundane thing, but he's a half a mamzer. So what does a half a mamzer do? I don't know what he does, but he can't marry Bas Yisrael because he's got half Mamzerus genes in him. So what's the din? What is the halacha? So that was the shaila that they asked. And the response was, the conclusion was, he's taka asal levoy b'kol. The child of a chatzi, ever chatzi b'kol is mezana with an ish, is mezana with the penuyah, no problem. But it's mezana with an ish, the resulting child is considered to be a mamzer. No? Who's going to bring me a raya? If you're a Rashba, what would you say based on this gemara? What's the ABC of Mamzerus? Who creates Mamzerus and who doesn't create Mamzerus? No? How do you know? It says in the Chumash, Liyava Mamzer B'Kal Hashem, and it says right next to Liyava Mamzer, Loyikach Ishas Eishas Oviv, in the same couple of psukim. So the Tosh Rapeh explains to us in Masechet Yevamos that the model for who creates Mamzerus is the model of Eishas Av. Just as Eishes Av is such and such and such, so too any other relationship such and such and such can create mamzerus. So it was a three-way machlekes atanoim. What factor about Eishes Av is critical? So Rabbi Akiva had one version, and Shimon HaTimni had another version, Rabbi Shua another version. But we posked like the middle ground, like Shimon HaTimni, the Tana Shimon HaTimni, who said that the factor of Eishes Av that's important is what? Is what? Is that basically it's an Issacharis and Ein Kiddushin Toivsin. So since Ein Kiddushin Toivsin and Issacharis, that's what ultimately creates Mamzerus. That's the klal according to where we pass in the halacha. It's the inability of Kiddushin, not the fact that they're not married. If a Pani Bola Puni, if a single girl, a single boy, Mazana together, have a child out of wedlock, that child's perfectly kosher. It's kosher l'chadchil. There's nothing wrong with that child. But when you had a couple who couldn't have had Kiddushin anyway because they were Nisukaris to one another, then and only then is there a creation of Mamzerus. So Frek the Gemara Kasha Masechet Yevamos, if so, why doesn't the Goy create Mamzerus? If a Goy with a Jewish girl, whether she's married or single even, if a Goy is Mazana with a Jewish girl, why doesn't she create Mamzerus? What's the answer? So Gemara says, no, that's different. Eishes Av is not the same as a Goy. How are they different? Eishes Av, there's no what? There's no Kedushin in this case, but there are is Kedushin for other people. Masha'enken what? Masha'enken a Goy is not in the partial Kedushin altogether. So the Gemara explains in Masechet Yevamos that the principle, the underlying principle that creates Mamzeros is almost a double, with two conditions. Number one, it has to be Ein Tfisas Kedushin. Number two, but it has to be Yesh Tfisa Liacherim. And if you don't have both of these conditions together, then there's no Mamzeros. No? If you're a Rashba now, bring me a Raya. Chati Eber v'chati v'chayrus, Mazana with a Jewish girl, and she's an Esh Azish, the Gemara says, the kid is a Mamzer. What's the Raya? Nobody saw the Rashba. Those were morning Seder during the Chag HaSmicha, so I didn't see the Rashba. I was Potter, I was involved, I was stuck. My job had to be the Chag HaSmicha. But everyone who wasn't, take a look at the Rashba, the 10th of the time is. It's the 5th line to the end of the line. Kagon. Kagon Shabal Eishazish, Vidim Tzatzal Chayr Shabay Mishnamish Beishazish. That's the Chatzi Evachatz Mechayr Mazana with an Eishazish. Kloimer. Umashub Kach Avlad Ein Latakanu Mamzer Havei. V'yaf agav de'ein mamzer ela m'mishi eish la kedushin b'yachayrim ki eish azav de'ein la ba kedushin b'yash la kedushin b'yachayres b'chosam. Alma chetzi ev v'chetzi ben chayrin is like kedushin bevas chayrin. Was the Rashba's raya? If you're going to tell me that you rive it or right, that chetzi ev v'chetzi ben chayrin can create kedushin, he can never be mekadosh anybody because it's always going to be a built-in chetzi ishus problem. So then he doesn't meet the criteria of number two of yesh tfisa v'chayrin. There is no tfisa v'chayrin. Only says the Rashba, according to me, who says that a chatzi ev chatzi ben chayrin can be mekadosh a woman, because lo shir b'kinyanoi is not only a gzeres hakasa by isha, it spills over to a man as well. So I hold that a chatzi ev chatzi ben chayrin has tefisas kedushin me'achayrim. Abazoi, it makes a lot of sense that he is the candidate to create mamzerus. According to you, my colleague the Ravid, my Rebbe the Ravid, my predecessor the Ravid, says the Rashba, according to you, the Ravid, that a chatzi ev chatzi ben chayrin never has kedushin, a big X never has kedushin, so he's lacking that second characteristic of yesh tfisa liachayrim. So how could the Gemara say he creates mamzerus? That's the kasha, Moshe, that's the raya of the Rashba. Who got that raya? Who was with us on the raya? All hands up in that raya? Right? Okay, so again, so according to the Ravid, who says that a chatzi ev chatzi ben chayrin can create kedushin, he doesn't have the mechanism, he doesn't have the kalim to create kedushin, because it's always going to be a built-in problem of chatzi ishus. So then how in the world could the Gemara say that the Chatzi Ev Chatzi Ben Chayrin creates Bamzeris? The Raya Brewer, that he must have Yesh Tfisa Le'achayrim, and that's a Raya exactly to what I said, says the Rashba. That's a good Raya. Who's going to be Deich of the Raya?
Can you talk about if Yesh Tfisa Le'achayrim is a Simon or a Siba?
Yes, what do you say?
So it's just a Simon that he didn't really have,
Okay, so that we threw around that out last year, right? We were talking about that. 2 years ago. If I'm Ksuba stays. Okay, we're not going down that route, but close. No, who can think of an easier dichoy? Who can think of a simple dichoy? I'll ask you the following question. There's a Jewish man, a shaita, 25 years old, and he's mezana with an eishes ish. What do you think the child is? What do you think the child is? Who thinks the child's a mamzer? Who thinks the child's not a mamzer? Can someone tell what they think he is if he's not a mamzer? What is he? Come on, commit to something. Come on. Who thinks the kid's a mamzer? Come on. Come on. So what am I going to ask you? He can't make a douche to anybody else. Goy doesn't make mamzerus. Someone can make kedusha to her, but the goy has to be a bar kedusha and she has to be a bas kedusha. They just can't be kedusha together. So comes the Avdei Miluim and he says, it's so poshut that when the Avdei Miluim asked his talmidim this question, they all raised their hands quickly. It's such a devar tvarim pshutim that a shayt that can make mamzerus and he's not subject to the second condition of yeshivis lachem. Why is that? Zakht Avdei Miluim. The din of Yesh Tvisa Le'acherim doesn't mean that you can practically have Kedusha. That's not really what matters. If you happen to be a person who just Nebuch can't pull off Kedusha, let's say you don't have a Nebuch, you don't have an arm, so you can't put the ring on her finger. You don't have a mouth, so you can't authorize the writing of a shtar. You can't do a Maisibir. You have all the problems, or you can't, there's some technical glitch where you can't pull off Kedusha. Big deal, as masses. As long as you're a gavra who's in the parish of Kedushin, Kedushin speaks to you, the Chalais Kedushin speaks to you, you're a gavra, shaykh to Kedushin, you personally can't do it because of some technical glitch right now, because you're a lav bardas, that doesn't stop us from declaring that you are a bar tfisas Kedushin. Of course you're going to create mamzeira, says the Avdei Miluim. When you have a chatzi eved and a chatzi ben chayrin, the chatzi ben chayrin, there's nothing wrong with the ben chayrin part. The ben chayrin part is fully and completely shaykh to kedusha. The parish of kedusha speaks to kikach yeshusha speaks to him. He's this kaddish matan Torah. He's a bar yisrael gamrei on his half. Kedusha speaks to him. The reason why he can't be makadish somebody is because he's missing something. What's he missing? He's missing his other half because his right kidney is holding him back. The same way that the shaita is Nebuch Lav Bardas is holding him back. The guy doesn't have an arm, doesn't have a hand, doesn't have a foot, doesn't have all, he can't physically pull off a condition. That's what's holding him back. But fundamentally, he's in the condition, says the Avdei Miluim. So he thinks the Rashi was right, Nishkin Raya. He says the Rabbi is right. But the Rambam is right. We don't know what the din is. You don't call a chatzi ev a chatzi ben chayrin ain't tfisa le'acherim because of a technicality. You only say ain't tfisa le'acherim when there's something inherent in terms of the chalois itself. It's a shteit in Avdei Miluim. It's a gevalik ismar. Then the Avdei Miluim throws out another interesting twist. He says, what would the din be if you have a chatzi eved, the chatzi ben chayrin, who according to the rabbi can't pull off kedushin? It's impossible. Can't pull off kedushin. Do you think he could appoint a shaliach to be Mekadesh Nisha for him? Do you think he could end up being Mekadesha somehow and somewhere? If he could, then that would be a great refutation to the Rashba's Raya. Imtim Siloima, that this guy could taka end up Mekadeshes, so that would be Gevaldik. So the Rashba says, no, it's not going to work. Don't get carried away. Why is it not going to work? No, I didn't do it on Hakiris. It's not going to work. Why is it not going to work? We don't need Hakiris. You don't mean there's no shlichus for him. What you mean is, it is inconceivable for what? What's inconceivable for shlichus? There's a cloud god for shlichus. You can't do yourself. You can't appoint shlichus to it. Didn't I talk about that in the shir last week? Okay. Well, you can't do yourself. You can't appoint shlichus. The Gemara has a shilam, so has kedushin. When I go to a kohen and I say to the kohen, bring this carbon on my behalf, is the kohen my shliach or not? You apply the regular rules of shlichus, the limitation of shlichus to that. The Gemara says no. The kohen amakav is a kabbalist of Yisrael is not a shliach. You know how I know he's not a shliach? Because the Yisrael can't do it. So mika media diyulam mati aver shlich mati mashvi. It's inconceivable that I could not do something and still appoint the shlich to do it on my behalf. It's not. It doesn't fly. There's no such entity in Allah. So Rabbi say. The Avdei Miluim says that the emes answer to the Rashba is what he just said. That the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin, there's nothing wrong with him per se. It's just a technical glitch that he can't be Mekadesh half of himself. But in Ochinami, there is no practical way for Chatzi Eved to be Mekadesh in Isha. Neither on his own, because of Chatzi Ish, according to those who disagree with the Rashba, nor based on Hukh Shlichus. Because kol milsa deila mati avid shaliach lamati mashra. Klagam. Just as an aside, before we get back to our condition sugyas, don't forget, says that lumen I just told you, that the chatzi avid chatzi b'chayrin. So to do it on his own ba'atzmai, let's forget about. To do it aydei shaliach is vayter. Forget about. Because he can't be, once he gets an X on him, it's an X on the shliach. Says the Avnuim, I just want to pose for you another question. Again, this is not relevant to our discussion of Chatzi Ishas right now, but it's a fascinating question. When Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, again, you would think, like reading these Gemaras, you would think like they exist, like they're like half a class while walking around this way. You have this one guy in the last 3,000 years was a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin, and his master was supposed to free him, and his master got busy. It was Erev Rosh Hashanah, and the master was too busy. He was going to the mikveh. He was riding prizbuls. He's got to, you know, he's got a lot to do with Taurus the Dorem. You know, he's getting ready for Yontif. He's doing tshuva. You know, he's fasting. So many things going on. He forgot Nebuch to free the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Now Shki already can't write the Shtar Shachar on Yontif. Wait till the Matzah Yontif. Some Gedai will free him. So that's Mitzvah. He'll buy him Kippur time. He'll buy him a whole seat. Now he only has to pay for half a seat for him and Shul. Yom Kippur will buy him a whole seat. Okay, good. So come to Rosh Hashanah morning, right? Comes Rosh Hashanah morning, and the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin oversleeps. This is davening. He was so agitated that he wasn't freed before. He says, and he wakes up, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Rosh Hashanah is confounded. What do? Am I chayvin to kishayf or not? So what does he do? He has to look up in what safe would he look up in? So you probably look up Mechaz Chinuch, because that's a good place to look for any shot you want to be Chatzi Eved Chayrin. Or probably somebody has written a safe already to that effect called, you know, Dine Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin. If you haven't written it yet, it's probably a good market out there. Anything else you can write about these days? So he wrote a kundras on Dine Yom Naroyim for the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin. And he finds it. And what does it say in there? He says, Zichayv and out. What do you think? Is the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin Chayv to Kish Shayfer?
Yes, but.
That's right. Yes, but. Yes, he's chayev, but what's the but? Yes, he's chayev, but which part of him is chayev? Only half of him is part. It's chayev because the slave part, the eved part, is no different than an isha, and an isha is proof from the kishav. It says isha is bankrupt. So the answer is yes, he better go here, shayfer, today. He says, listen, it's 3 o'clock, and he happens to know how to blow. He knows. He's been practicing lo chadashel. He's been blowing in the minyanim for the chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin, lo chadashel. So he goes, he takes up a shofar, he picks up a shofar, goes, beautiful, but perfect kias. So the Gemara says, Beferish, Masechus, Rosh Hashanah, what's the din? He's not Yaitse. Why is he not Yaitse? Because every coal that emanated out of that shofar was a half chayav coal and a half putter coal. Now, you thought it was hard enough dividing up the Sevim, now we're dividing up sound waves. So what are sound waves made of?
Air.
What?
Air molecules.
It's all air?
Yeah.
Okay. So what are air molecules made up of? Nitrogen, oxygen, all that kind of stuff. Okay. So how much is it? 21% oxygen, right?
I think it's 78% nitrogen.
And 1% of everything else. So the rest of the other chazarai in it, right? Okay, good. Okay, not chazarai. So how many electrons in the nitrogen?
14
in nitrogen, okay? So 7 of the atoms, not 7 of the electrons, right? And the, hey, right? We got it right? Nitrogen is 14 on the periodic table of elements. I don't remember. I just remember hydrogen, helium. Those are the first two. Carbon was in there somewhere in the beginning. Oxygen was up there somewhere. And then in the end, there were all the californiums and the new yorkiums and the nevadiums, all the new ones. And then by the time my kids were in high school, the table's like 16 times bigger than this. I remember the biggest chalish adas I had in all of high school chemistry was like the last day of class. Here we had spent the entire year drawing like circles of electrons. And the last day the teacher said to us, you should just know that according to the most up-to-date research, none of this stuff really exists. There really aren't any of these, right? There are no more rings anymore. What are they now?
Orbitals, like with probability waves.
And yeah, yeah, they're, that's what he said. They're like this. They're not really things. They're more chaloisim. They're not really maisim to them. There's nothing really. So we have two big kashas, I remember. Kasha number one is, if there's nothing really there, so what are we doing here exactly? How are we here? And number two, so why'd you waste 10 months of our time teaching us what this thing was? Because it's on the regions. That's it. from the regions, you have to know it. Whether it's true or not, it's on the regions. Okay. So half of the air stuff that's coming out of this shofar is kosher, and half is possible. So Gemara state beferish, he can't be yotze. Beferish, he can be on third paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, he can't be mighty himself. So what can he do? What should he do? What must he do? Never. What does he have to do? He has to go hear shofar, he has to go embarrass himself and tell somebody, I just woke up 3 o'clock. He has to go hear the shofar from somebody else. From a real bencha, not a chati, that would be the worst thing to hear from. He's got to go hear from a full-fledged bencha. A beferish in Gemara, Masechet Rosh Hashanah. To blow himself, he can. To hear from somebody else, he can. You know what's kasha? In fact, Avnei Miluim Akasha, all of a sudden, in the middle of an Avnei Miluim, and there's those Lomdash Avnei Miluim in the middle of Hilchus Kedushin, the Avnei Miluim starts talking about Tekir Shofar. Mamash, in the middle of nowhere, Arachayim comes back to life.
Guess from the Rashba, the man could do like a Chatzi Kedushin from half of that.
There's something on the board here that should disqualify that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. If you can't blow yourself, how can you have somebody else blow for you? You can't be Makadosh and Isha yourself, even if it's not Chesaron and Chalois. You can't, Lamaisi, you can't be Makadosh yourself, so you can't be Makadosh and Eshaliach. Kom Mad Il Mamati Abishluch Mamati Mashmeh. So Frek the Avnei Miluim, Frek the Heilig of Alak Tzeis, Abba Zoi, what does the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah mean when it says that you can't blow shofar yourself, but you can hear it from somebody else? Why don't you say the same Pizman? Mashi Il Mamati Abid, Shalich Lamati Mashmeh. What's the answer to this Lodur exactly? Oh, Tazoy, the Bechavit Tzai says the Avnei Miluim. No, that's a klatz kasha. He asked the kasha. The Avnei Miluim says, no, it's not the same thing. When you ask somebody to blow shofar, is that your shaliach? What do I do with a shalichus? There's machloikas tacha, the maisa. He doesn't even address this. When you have somebody else blowing shofar for you, you come to shul, every Jew hears 99% of the class will hear shofar from somebody else. Most people are not the Baltikeya. So, how are you yaitzeh? So some say, because the mitzvah is Shemias HaShofar, it's not Tekias HaShofar. And even those who show Rabbeinu Tama says it's Tekias HaShofar, it's Shemia Ka'oina, it's not Shlichos. The Kuli Avon will put you, it's not real Shlichos. Says the Avon Meluim, the principle of Kol Mai De'ilo Matzi Ovet, Shlichos Matzi Mashver, means when you're going through the mechanism of Shlichos, Kiddush in Shlichos, Truma in Shlichos, Karm Pesach in Shlichos, Get in Shlichos, and you have to go through Pasha Shlichos. One of the principles of Pasha Shlichos is Kol Ilsa De'ilo Matzi Ovet, Shlichos Matzi Mashver. But when you're going through for the dinim of Tkiya Shaifa, it wasn't Shlichos. It's a different dinim gamre. He's mighty, he's not, it doesn't work with a Shlichos. Therefore, the whole klal of Komo Madi'ilam Matsiyav Shlichos Matsiyav breaks down. So, again, that was just a nice, interesting aside. You have Nuim raised in Asuki. But back to Hayatim and Hadvarim is that we have a major machlekis, two year machlekis every Shainim. What do you do with a Chatzi Evim Chatzi Min Chayrin? So, according to the Ravid, it's the same. I'm sorry, according to the Ravid, it's not going to work. According to the Rambam, maybe it's going to work. According to the Rashi, it is going to work, because the Rambam had no qualms barring the principle of Shir B'Kibyonai, and the other Rishonim were hesitating. Why? Again, depending on some of the things that we threw around before. So Rabbi Isai, I think we have just about every scenario of Chatzi Ishus down pat here. How many different scenarios have we discussed so far which touch upon the sugyas of Chatzi Isha and Chatzi Isha? Let's just chaza for a second. We have a few different possibilities. So we have the guy who's his Kachi. He's Kachi Chatzi, right? Or Chatzi Chukudeshes. Right, when the guy Mamish spells out something, you know, some half versus whole. Then you have the funny cases of Chatzi Shivcha. Then you have another funny case of a Chatzi Eved. Do we have any others? Do we have any other scenarios that may touch upon Chatzi Kiddush? So there's the famous Shidus Rambam. So the Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, the 13th of the Ramakimus, it's only water. Okay. So the Rambam in the 13th of the Ramakimus has as follows. Imel chaveray. Im yolda ishtecha nekeva. He says to his friend, he says, if by some chance your wife will have a girl, harem kadesh, he wants the makadishar before she's even born. I mean, some parents are very concerned about the shidduch problem, and some are very, very concerned. So he wants to, you know, in some places they sign the kids up for preschool before they're born. This is signing them up for life before they're born. So the Ram says, lo amaklum, it's not going to work. It's not going to fly. But she's pregnant already. In the first case, she wasn't even pregnant yet. In the second case, she's pregnant. For hukar uber, and everyone knows, she's 8 months pregnant, 1 season she's pregnant. Harezi mekudeshes. Obviously, if she gives birth to a girl, then she's going to be mekudeshes. And then the Rambam says, v'yiroali, even though I know she's mekudeshes, maybe you have to give up a token kedushin afterwards, which we're not sure exactly why that, what that's all about. But the Rambam says, beitho mekudeshes. The rabbi said, I've never heard of such a thing. It's a davar shelo bali olam. So this is a technical issue in the sugya of davar shelo bali olam. Is ishto muberes called bali olam? Not bali olam. So in a certain sense, it's lo bali olam. So she's pregnant. On the other hand, it's, the baby's in another olam, and the olam is al yoyim, and the olam is tachtonim. Yeah. So that's an interesting shayla and dinim mamonis. Is a vlad meima called a davar bali olam? Okay, that's an interesting shayla. So the Rambam says beferish is mekudeshes. So there's a famous question that was raised in light of a second Ram in the 14th of the Ram HaKemis. The Ram tells us, based on the Gemara at the end of the second paragraph of Gittin, HaKaisel HaShivchasim U'Beres. We're going to skip to the second line. He has a Shivcha Kenayinis who's pregnant, and he writes to the following second case, HaReyat Shivcha U'Vladich Ben Chayrin. He says to him, listen, I don't want to free you, but I do want to free your Vlad, so I'm going to give you Ishta Shichur. Not for you, but I want your baby to be. Says the Rambam, you can't free a half a shivcha. There's no such thing. If I free a shivcha and I say I'm only freeing your right side, not your left side, so that doesn't make any sense. There's no such concept of freeing a chatzi shivcha. Okay, how do we end up in a chatzi shivcha in the first place? It's another story enough. But if I own an entire shivcha and I free half of her, that doesn't work. And afa pichein, even though the Rambam says that just as I can't free a chati shivcha, I can't free an uber of a shivcha, because that's tantamount to freeing a chati shivcha. Now, what's the problem, Rabbi Yisai? When it comes to shichur, the Rambam equates an uber with a wa. An uber is called a wa. It's called a half. When it comes to kedushin, the Rambam says you can't be mekadesh in uber. How can you be mekadesh in uber? It's a violation of mekadesh chati isha. That's the kashrus. So again, so you have an uber. So in Hilchis, Shechur, so we say an Uber is treated like a half, and therefore it doesn't work. But in Hilchis Kedushin, so somehow it does work. What happened? Isn't that also like a Mekadosh Chatzi Isha? So this was a famous kash. Anyone know who posed this question? This question was posed by Reb Shlomo Eger to his father, to Reb Kiv Eger. Okay? Very, very famous discussion between father and son. This is what they talk about. Who here talks to their dad about these kinds of things? Right? Come on. Right? When you're a little kid? No? Come on. Talk about these things? Okay. So Shlomo Eger asked his father this kasha. He says, what's the din? How come the Rambam says that chati shivcha vis-a-vis shichur is called the chisaron of a chati and uber is called the chati? Vis-a-vis kiddushin, somehow the Rambam ignored the issue of chati. So Rabbi Kiv Eger responded to his son that the premise of the kasha was incorrect, because the Rambam never ever meant to say that when you're Mekadesh in Uber, that she becomes Mekudeshes right now. What the Rambam meant is, she only becomes Mekudeshes when? If and when what? When she's born. The moment that she's born, she is no longer connected to the mother, so it's no longer Chisaron of Mekadesh Chatzi Isha. So notwithstanding what Rabbi Kiv Eger responded to his son, Rabbi Shlomo Eger pointed out correctly, Rabbi Kiv Eger conceded, that the Rishonim who quote the Rambam didn't learn that way. The Rishonim who quote the Rambam favorish, as if the Rambam said that she's Mekudeshes right now, in utero, she's already Mekudeshes. So it was an interesting answer for Kiv Eger. It would deflect the entire kasha, but the Rishonim didn't learn pshat that way in the Rambam. So hadar kushal l'duchta. So Rabbi Shlomo Eger suggested to his father the following lumdus. Who can help me with this? Who can tell me why this is not called the Mekadesh Chatzi Isha? Let's see, who are all the players over here? Okay? There are four people here. Okay, there's Mr. Cohn. There's Mrs. Cohn. There's Fetus Cohn. Okay, and who's the other guy? Mr. Levy! Okay, sure. So Mr. Levy turns to Mr. Cohn and he says, I'm going to give you a ring. All right? He stands under the chuppah and he says, Mr. Cohn, I understand that Mrs. Cohn is pregnant. Mrs. Cohn, she's starting to get contractions from this. She's getting so nervous. And, you know, Mr. Cohn explained to her, listen, this shit of crisis is looming. You know, we can't deal with this. We can't risk it. Let's get a little baby fetus married off right away. So Mr. Levy gives Mr. Cohn a Shavu Pruta, the Mekadesh fetus Cohn. So comes to Shlomo Eger in the audience, and he says, wait, no good. It's a Chatzi Isha. Why is it Chatzi Isha? Because the fetus is part of who? Part of Mrs. Cohn. And part of Mrs. Cohn is not being married to Mr. Levy. Nu, vazok to Shlomo Eger. No part of Mrs. Cohn, so therefore what? It's a what? It's a what? It's a lo shir b'kinyanai. Zoktiv Shlomo Eger is a classic lo shir b'kinyanai. Because Mr. Levy is married the only part of Mrs. Cohn that's available. 95% of Mrs. Cohn is not available for marriage. You know why? Because she's already married to Mr. Cohn. The only part of Mrs. Cohn that's available is the fetus, and that's exactly what he's buying. He's being mekadesh the entire fetus. And the rest of Mrs. Cohn's body is l'shir b'kinyanai. Zoktim Shlomo Eger, this is an exact replica of Wad Halacha. You won't believe this. You know what this is? This is the Halacha equivalent of a what? This is the Shifcha Charufa. This is Mamish Hilcha Shifcha Charufa. This is the modern day version of Hilcha Shifcha Charufa. This is a case of a chatzi ishus, but everything else is loshir b'kinyanai, and whatever is loshir b'kinyanai is not a chisarn of mekadesh chatzi isha. Thus is a shivcha rufa. That's what Rav Shlomo Eger told his father. What do you think his father told him? Father said to him, no, that's not called Loshir B'Kinyanai. What's the model of Loshir B'Kinyanai in the Gemara? What's the case of Loshir B'Kinyanai? When the other half is what? Is a Shivcha. A Shivcha is B'chlal not Shayach to Kedusha. There's nothing you could ever do to be Mekadosh a Shivcha, unless if you're freer, then it's the Gersh, it's got Kedusha, it's a different person. But a Shivcha is not, Kedushin doesn't speak to the Tzad Shivcha Shabbai. Mrs. Cohn, the other half of Fetus Cohn, is not a Loshir B'Kinyanai. Kedushin speaks to her. Right now, she happens to be Tafus, as they say. Right now, she's taken by Mr. Cohn. Mr. Cohn here today, gone tomorrow. Says Rabbi Kivega back to his son, the din of Loshir B'Kinyanai doesn't depend on of right now, is she a Loshir? In order to qualify to get that title of Loshir B'Kinyanai, it has to be that the other part of you is out of the parish of the Gamrei. Then and only then we can call Loshir B'Kinyanai. So Rav Kivega didn't like his son's teretz. And his son thought it was a good teretz. I'm not going back to between father and son. Can someone give me another teretz to why this is not a problem of Chatzi? Bechlap. Almost kushim in Karleisa. Not like Rabbi Kivega's deich, not like Shlomo Eger's deich. So roll the clock forward a few years, Rabbi Chanan enters into the scene. Rabbi Chanan says he doesn't understand why this is bechlal, any issue of Chatzi Isha at all. Who could be mechavad, Rabbi Chanan? You have to look at it really carefully when you... You have to look at your real Yuchat. So Pasha, Rabbi Chanan say. For men to be Mavurim, that we call something Chatzi Kedushin, Chatzi Ishus, I want to be mekadosh this woman, and she is the sole owner of this entire entity of kedushin on herself, and she's only willing to give up 50% of herself. So we say ein kedushin toisin, unless it's a lashir b'kinyana maybe. Over here, when Mr. Levy is negotiating kedushin about fetus cone, who is he negotiating with? Who are the bali dovar on this kedushin? Is Mr. Levy and who? Mr. Cohn, they're the bali dovar. Who is the bali dovar on Mrs. Cohn's status? Mrs. Cohn, she is the bali dovar. She decides whether she decided to get married. That's true. First of all, Kivegas, that's not relevant. So comes Rebbe Chonis. I don't understand the cash altogether. There's only one kedushin taking place here. That one kedushin is taking place bishle busa. It's the kedushin between Mr. Levy and Mr. Cohn on behalf of his unborn fetus. That kedushin is bishle busa. There's nothing deficient about that kedushin. The fact that this fetus right now happens to find itself inside the mother of Mrs. Cohn, and Mrs. Cohn's not getting married to Mr. Levy, what does it mean anything? If baby fetus was inside an incubator, and I wasn't Makadosh the incubator, so the fetus died, what does it do with anything? Even if you do Ubi Yerachima, what does that do with anything? Ubi Yerachima from today till tomorrow, but in terms of the Kedushin, there's no shaykhus, there's no connection, living and dead, between Mrs. Cohn's marriage prospects and the fetus Cohn's marriage prospects. They're different Makamas of Kedushin. So the fact that Mrs. Cohn is not being married to Mr. Levy, why does that declare that fetus Cohn is only a half Kedushin? Says Rebbe Chanan, in Hilchos Chatzis Kedushin, you look on the Bali Dover of Kedushin. Are these two Bali Dover doing a complete job, and they do a half-baked job? So Mr. Cohn and the fetus, Mr. Cohn and Mr. Levy did a full-fledged Kedushin on fetus Cohn. The fact that Mrs. Cohn is not married, we're not doing anything. That's Rebbe Chanan's guy. That's a kaval gatayna, no? No? But that's so muchach what Rebbe Chanan is saying. So what's the Pelin, Rebbe Kivegin, Rebbe Shlomega? How come they were pilpling with Chatzis Isha? This is so not chatzis. This is so radically different from chatzis isha. So everybody say, when all the dust settles, we have five different scenarios of chatzis isha. We have the cases in our Gemara. And so it's catching the chatzis. At the end of the day, she is mekudeshes because we teach up that he didn't really mean it. Chatzis mekudeshes li istaka, no good. Chatzis shivcha, so we probably paskin is good. That's shivcha rufa. Chatzis yevet was a big machlekes. Uber is going to work. Why it works? Three possibilities why it works. Okay. All right, Rabbi said, I think we can make a siyum on the sugya of Chatzis Isha, almost, because hopefully Mitzvah tomorrow's sugya is the next kash of the Gemara. How could you ever have a Chatzis Kedushin in the first place? Why doesn't every Chatzis Kedushin turn to a complete Kedushin based on Nifshe Kedushin Bekula? So hopefully Mitzvah tomorrow, I wish you ready for a shiur.